U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debate Wednesday night, the first major event of the 2020 election campaign, all looking to oust Republican President Donald Trump after his first term in the White House. The immediate focus was on Senator Elizabeth Warren, a progressive lawmaker from the northeastern state of Massachusetts, who national surveys show has edged closer to former Vice President Joe Biden as a Democratic favorite to oppose Mr. Trump.
There are a lot of politicians who say, oh, it's just not possible, we just can't do it, it's have a lot of political reasons for this. What they're really telling you is they just won't fight for it. Well, health care is a basic human right.
And another senator, Cory Booker.
Health care is not just a human right, it should be an American right. And I believe the best way to get there is Medicare for all. But I have an urgency about this. When I am president of the United States, I'm not going to wait. We have to do the things immediately that are going to provide better care.
And again, 10 candidates debate Wednesday, while 10 more debate Thursday night. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant $4.6 billion for border aid in a bid to stem illegal migration. AP's Tim McGuire.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. President Trump blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller, who agreed to provide open testimony before congressional committees next month. As AP's Mike Rossi reports,